Turl looked around. Everything was in order now. So he had better look into this book thing. He started to take them out of its hand, but it held on. With some impatience, Turl smashed at its wrist and caught the two books as they fell. They were man books. Puzzled, Turl leafed through them. Now where could this thing have picked up man books? He drew his eye bones together, thinking. Ah, the Chinko guidebook. There had been a library in that town. Well, maybe this animal had lived in that town. But books? Well, well, this was better and better. Maybe, like the Chinkos had said, these animals could grasp meaning. Turl could not read the man characters, but they obviously were readable. The first one here must be a child's primer. The other one was some kind of child's story. Beginner books. The animal was looking stoically away in another direction. It was useless, of course, to try to talk to it. Turl halted his thought in mid-blink. Better and better for his plans. It had been talking. He remembered now. What he had thought were growls and squawks like you get from any animal had been reminiscent of words. And here were books. He made the thing look at him by turning its head. Turl pointed to the book and then at the thing's head. It gave no sign of understanding. Turl pushed the book up close to its face and pointed at its mouth. No sign of recognition occurred in the eyes. It either wasn't going to read or it couldn't read. He experimented some more. If these things could actually talk and read, then his plans were sure winners. He turned the pages in front of its face. No. No sign of recognition. But it had books in its possession. It had books, but it couldn't read. Maybe it had them for the pictures. Ah, success. Turl showed it a picture of a bee, and there was a flicker of interest and recognition. He showed it the picture of the fox, and again, that flick of recognition. He took the other book with pages of solid print. No sign of recognition. Got it. He put the small books in his breast pocket. Turl knew what to do about that. He knew every piece of everything in the old Chinko quarters, and that included man-language discs. They had never written up what man ate, but they had gone to enormous trouble with man-language. Typically Chinko. Miss the essentials and soar off into the stratosphere. Well, he knew tomorrow's program. Better and better. Turl checked the collar, checked the rope, securely locked up the cage, and left.
End of CD 3.